Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano with you on a pre-Mother's Day Friday. Welcome in, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us. If you have one of those mommalies, we'll get to them. Be thinking about them. Stu Bykofsky is the guy who knows Philadelphia and people like Jim Kenney and Frank Rizzo better than anybody. It's been a while since we updated you on the Frank Rizzo statue. You may remember all the blustering, boy, I'm looking at it, and it looks even bigger in this picture than imaginable. And, you know, what's happened with it? Why have they not moved it? Could it be election? They're waiting to after that. So Bykofsky, I'm looking at a picture in the Daily News, goes and does an interview with the Frank Rizzo statue in the Philadelphia Daily News that I thought was brilliantly done. I'd like to steal that in the future and do an interview with Jim Kenney or something. It would be about as productive as talking to the statue. Stu Bykofsky joins us on the Spring Dance Hot Tub Hotline on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Stu, welcome in.
Hey, Dom. It's also in the Philadelphia Inquirer.
Oh, okay. Very good. Yes, okay. We'll just want to give due credit there, too. Absolutely.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But tell me, what gave you the urge to check in on the Rizzo statue?
Actually, that was suggested by an editor. He said it was 6 months ago, and the kind of the sense people had was that a decision was going to be made in 6 months. So he said, "Why don't you go check it out?" So I did, and found that from the city, well, they said it would take at least 6 months, and in fact, they had done just nothing so far. So I wanted to write a column about that and get it into the paper, and I thought a good device would be for me to have an imaginary conversation with the statue. Now, I do have an ability to speak to the dead. That enables me to talk to Philadelphia Republicans, as an example.
Exactly, yes. Thatcher Longstreth, where are you? Where's the bow tie? Yes.
Well, I mentioned him in the column because
yes.
I know he and Rizzo got along, even though they at one time ran against each other. But that was like politics, and each of them appreciated the other, although it would be hard to find two politicians more different in their backgrounds.
Exactly. So here's the thing, Stu, and it's a brilliant column. You'll get it, a tall tale straight from the statue at Philly.com or Philadelphia Inquirer Daily News. Why do you think then, what are they afraid of? Because this was a mania. It was all the rage around this time last year and subsequent. Because, Stu, after they get rid of this, they'll be on. I still think Columbus is in the crosshairs. God only knows what other statues are out there that Helen GM and these others will and Kenny will want to take out. Why is it not moved yet?
You know, I have Rizzo in the column saying that, you know, 6 months to get this done, I would have done it in 6 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And he would have. When he made a decision, he wanted to get it done, and he had a way of cutting through red tape or picking up the phone and calling a department head, and he says, give this guy a job or do something. He was kind of very informal and action-oriented, even though, you know, he came up through a system as a police officer where there was a very rigid command structure, and he adhered to that. But when he got to the top, he was more, it was kind of like striking a patella. If you told him something that reached him on an emotional level, he would do something about it immediately. Now, why has nothing been done? As the city told me, they have not taken step one. Like, they're supposed to have the final decision supposedly is made by the Art Commission. The Art Commission is supposed to have a hearing or more. Nothing has been done. No exploratory work has been done. 6 months ago, the city, you know, through a website, asked for people to give suggestions about where they could put the statue. And there were a bunch of silly, you know, ones, some serious ones. So, but they haven't done a thing. And what Rizzo Stacho suggests is that Kinney is going to wait until after the election. And I don't mean this one. I mean the mayoral election in 2019.
So does that indicate there are still a sizable number, even though you and I know most of these people have either died or moved to the suburbs?
Right.
I am shocked, Stu, I got to tell you. That was the insight from your column, that there's still hope somewhat in Philadelphia, that they're still a little bit afraid of moving this and the disrespect and where they'll put it and all that. They're going to wait till after the election to take care of business.
I'm sure of one thing. Whatever decision is made is not going to be popular with everyone. I think they would have been better off just biting the bullet and telling Ms. Jim to go exercise herself in some other way, because the statue, after all, has been up there since 1999, directly across the street from City Hall, and directly across the street from City Council, which is, I think, majority-minority now. We have all these African-American elected officials who were passing the statue every day. Nobody said boo. But then Ms. Jim comes up with this thing when the Confederate statues are all coming down, and we have to get rid of this racist, and then there you go. So now we have an unforced error, an unnecessary controversy. Now, Rizzo is controversial. The guy's been dead for more than 25 years,
yeah,
and he's like the biggest name in Philadelphia anyway. I mean,
it is stunning.
Pro and con. Yeah.
So what does it tell us? Now, I am, as you know him a lot better, and he used to like him and get along somewhat with him. We won't hold that against you, but I am fascinated, as listeners know, Stu Bykofsky with us, by Jim Kenney. I think he's not a fake politician. I think he believes in this. And he knows the bike lane Democrats of Philadelphia, millennials and others, second to none. He crawls with this, yet he's not moving it. So he's a little bit of the politician on this. What is it that makes Kenney tick, according to Stu Bykofsky?
Well, I could answer that better like 20 years ago when we were very close friends. Mm-hmm. I mean, I knew Rizzo, but I was never like in his inner circle or a friend of his. Kenney, as I think I've told you in the past, went through progressive re-education camp. And as Rizzo pointed out, he's quit the Mummers. He's quit South Philly. He is not the same person he was 20 years ago, not even remotely. In fact, Ronnie Polonesky did a column maybe 3 weeks ago in which he said that he's no longer Jimmy from the block, that he used to be this sort of regular guy from South Philly who you could talk to and who had his head screwed on right. And he no longer is.
Yeah, it's pretty clear to me. It's a fascinating character. So what are you writing next, Stu? When's the next column?
Well, let's see. Today I have something in there about a guy who is producing athletic shorts in Philadelphia, made in the USA, for men who are 5'8" and under, as he is. He's 5'7". He says, at my height, I can't get shorts to fit properly. And you figure, boy, this is really kind of a niche market. but he says, according to the census, it's true, like 33% of American males are under 5'8". And I figured, Gene, I should have known that, because I think the average height for men in the United States is 5'10". Well, if that's an average, then you know it goes
exactly
up to 6'2".
So
like
these guys don't want the baggy shorts. They get way down then. Yeah.
That's right. But the thing I'm working on after that for next week is I think I have found a long-lost interview tape with Muhammad Ali, who was Cassius Clay at the time, in 1963. A local man has uncovered this interview tape, and that's what I'm working on now for next week.
Good stuff, Stu. Thank you, as always. Thanks for joining us.
Always a pleasure, Don. Take care.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.